So, and we're holding here page 453, and this is Chinuch dealing with treifus. And all of the mitzvahs of Macholos Asuris of this nature, treifus and so on and so forth, there are reasons given by the Chinuch, Ramban. They all follow a similar pattern, even though the Rambam says at the end of the day these are chukim, but at least we have a sense of what they are. Mishoshim mitzuzu, lefisha guf kli lenefesh, voitasef loseho. The guf is the kli for the nefesh. And everything that's done happens through the guf. It's like, for instance, you have a phenomenal motor, you have a drill, that the motor is excellent, but the drill bit's lousy, not going to work. V'zolos yishem lachtololo. While Cain bo b'tziloi v'loi l'rosa be'emes. Ki ha'keilo yori al yetiv lakol. And therefore, it's only appropriate that good be done to the guf. Nimtza, ki ha'guf ben yodeho, k'mo yatzvas b'yad ha'nafach ashim yoytzik l'maseu. So the guf to the neshama is like the pliers with which a smith works. U'be'emes geis ha'tzvas chazuk m'chuv alechzva ha'keilim yasum ha'toyvim. If the pliers are good and strong and firm, then the person can accomplish what he needs to accomplish. And if the pliers are not good, no matter how great of a mumcha the person is, it's not going to work. If the guf has some sort of issue, some sort of problem, whatever it is, it will be lacking. The Torah kept us away from any type of damage and so on. Let's talk a second about this. Certainly it's true about the physical guf. We have to take care of the physical guf. If a person's guf is worn down and they can't do the mitzvahs, they can't think straight and so on. And the Rambam really makes that point. When the Rambam speaks about the mitzvahs of in Hilchos Deis, smack in the middle, he has a perek about physical health, and he says, being that the spiritual well-being depends on physical health, one is dependent on the other, we got to make sure the guf is healthy. It's true on a very physical level, but then it's very mechanical. If a person's mind is not working properly, he can't think. If a person's body is not up to it, he won't be able to do mitzvahs. There's another layer, and I think this might be more in line with what he's going to talk about, that is important to understand. Let's add two more layers between the neshama and the guf. The next layer, which he does not address, but I just would like to put it in as a sort of a hashlama, a complete picture, there are basic psychological and emotional needs that if a person, if it's out of kilt, out of whack, the person can't function. Let's give one example that the Torah gives. There are certain mitzvahs that I can't be mekayim when I'm an oinon or an oval, because it has to be b'shas simcha. So it means, the Torah said, just like you need to have a foot in order to make chalitza on, a person needs to have a basic emotional simcha makeup in order to be able to do certain things like eat shlamim and so on. If the person is down for a real reason, then the Torah can be chayav, just doesn't have the kalim to eat karbonis properly. A person who's messed up psychologically, emotionally, to a level where he needs professional help, usually does not have the kalim to do mitzvahs and so on. This is before we come to Torah mitzvahs. This is just like the doctor needs to heal your hand to put on film. You need to have a professional help you with your basic emotional needs. Or once the shiva is over, you can go back again and eat things with simcha. That's one point. And then there's a higher darga, that this is what he's probably referring to, and this is, the Tanya speaks about it. He mentions at the beginning that the neshama that we get is determined by Kadosh Baruch Hu only by his ratzon. And you can have very simple people have somebody with tremendous neshama. but there's something called the levushim of the neshama. In other words, the interface of the neshama with the outside, and that is determined by the kedusha of the parents. So here we have another layer between the neshama and the person, which is sort of a kedusha of the body, so to speak. It's something that it's not in itself a part of the olam ha-mitzvahs, but it gives it that interface. Let's give an example. Again, it's not a true example related to what we're saying, but just a sense of that relationship. You can sometimes have a very kind-hearted, good-hearted person who also speaks softly and warmly. And not only are his actions kind and good, but actually the wrapping it comes in, so to speak, is also kind and good. And they have a person whose words, whose kindness comes wrapped up in a sort of gruffness. And we say, this person has spent a lot of time and money and effort to get this to you, but just doesn't have the way to present it that's in step with it. So here also, the our goof, and I think he means the goof on a more refined level, maybe yes, maybe not, but certainly for us, it's the right approach. It is affected by the kashrus, not kashrus, and therefore this is going to affect us. Valderach ze, lefi apshat noima, shebonis v'torah b'chol machol asuris. We can say all machol asuris have in themselves a certain element that's bad for us. V'meish mehen she'enoy d'alon v'lechach merfua niskon, and even if there's some we don't know what the problem is, al tetam alem. Chachamim told you not to eat it. Obviously, it's not good for you. And it's foolish for a person to think that if he can't figure out what's wrong, there's nothing wrong. There's a reason. So he's bothered by a question. We're not stupid. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us the reason? So he says, "Pen yakumu anoshim machzikin atzem kechachamim gedolim, v'yischak moloim anezek pleini shem atoyu sheish bedol pleini einenu, ki b'makom pleini shetiva kein, v'yish pleini shetiva kein v'kein, u'pen yispatu l'divreim echad min apsoim, al kelen izgal ataim aloy lo nemerchal zeh." He says, once you give a person the reason behind it, you've made a master of it, even if he's not ro'uy. So, the Torah was afraid that if we would feel confident that we understand it, we would misuse that. And we would decide, it's not a gay here, it is not a gay here, and so on and so forth. So the Torah completely put it out of our range of ability to master over it. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish, for instance, Chazon Ish almost never shared with anybody the reasons for his tshuva. In other words, when he responded to somebody, he would really tell the person why he's advising on that, a lot like that. And the reason was, I think very much in line with this, that what you're doing is the person feels empowered, he feels that he can make the decisions, but he can't. So once you don't have the reason behind it, you do it the way it's said, and that's that, you have no choice.
So is he hinting that the core of this iser is totally on a nezek to the actual body?
So the answer is yes. In the way he's saying it, it certainly sounds like that, which is obviously difficult for us to see. But on the other hand, he said, I would a lot more go with what the others were, like Ramban's nusach, which is very similar. It affects more the person's nefesh, his mitos, things like that. Those are things that it's very subtle. It's hard for us to see yes or no. We don't have any medical test for testing people's mitos and stuff like that. We have no objective test that we can say it works, doesn't work, whatever it is. So that's what it is. V'yadua adava medaka refuah shebosikol atreifis asurus lanu moilet hefzit aguf ochlo machmas atreifis moir chole behima. He said, being a trefa is a disease of the animal, it makes sense that it causes us disease. So what can be wrong with an animal that has a hole in it? If somebody shot a hole in its heart and immediately was shechted, so there's no time for the disease. כלוי מחכמה תיקש על זה, הלא ידעתי גלחול דבר סחולה. ואם תורד עליי, כי באורך הזמן ימות ההפסו במחוז הטריפס. So if you tell me, if it is clear that any animal that's wounded in a way that's a treifa becomes sick, tischayev lo'ed is kibergir rishon huschal hefsid, al shumot v'aschala. So it must be, it started in the beginning, and it worked, and it became more, but it had to start to become a treifa. Ve'ein sofik kimin ha'nezek ha'ra afilo mi'utay. Ve'ein sofik ha'nezek ra afilo mi'utay. And therefore, even a little bit is not v'oid. So one reason is, he says, it's going to have to be that there is some problem immediately, and it's only just like the first moment of infection. It's affected, it's not a lot. Then he says a second getter, which is what the Rambam says in different places, and this va'oid shekol dinei Torah v'kol dovah shesha kayama begeder kazeh yischayv liyos shetidrech l'shurim l'eskayim dovah b'yalchal olam. The second thing is, if you allow things to work on a sliding scale, they will slide. So you'll say, you know, it's like, let's say, imagine a principal that, you know, that he sets the time at 9 o'clock, and if you come after 9 o'clock, you always get a punishment. So someone's going to come along and say, can you really make a case that 9:01 is different than coming 9 o'clock? What's the difference? But really, be honest. I mean, what is it that you learn in 1 minute? An argument is a good argument. So if you move up to 9:01, 9:02, you can move that until 1 o'clock with that logic. Because there is no point at which you can say, oh, it's 9:13 that makes a difference. But in order to have a framework, so the boundaries might be somewhat arbitrary or statutory, but that's absolutely necessary for the keeping the whole thing. Okay, the next one is Sefer Chinuch Latiach Rav Leroos. Loisan Lariv Vlintos Ach Rav Lahatos. So Chinuch is going to explain the Chiyuv Ach Rav Lahatos. Umeshoshe Mitzvah Zu, She Tzavinu Bezal Lechazikim Daseinu. She Ilu Nistaveinu Kimu HaToyra Kaim HaToyra Kasher Tuch Lohasik Abana Samitoso. If we were Mekayim the Torah the way we see it fit, Kol echad vechad misol yoyma, daiti nesene shamitas in employne kenu. Vafilu kol oilom yoyma behefcho, lil rishus lasinim behefech ha-emes lepi daitoi. So he said, if Torah was given to each and every one of us to decide what's right, and let's say, and there are valid disagreements, because at the end of the day, everybody's mind is slightly different. And I see this as chayev, you see this as potter, Sarah sees this as suffix, and that's valid. We're talking about not mistakes here, these are judgment calls. So every single person is going to think that, you know, he's going to think things his way, and the chiyuv will be to pass like that. So if the halacha was not achir rabim lahatos, the chiyuv would be to do what you think is right. V'yetim is a churban. Shatas of Torah become a terrorist. Torah will become a million terrorists. Everyone will do what he thinks. I want to add something which people don't realize. Someone asked me once, not once, many people, especially like Bala Tshuva people, this is somebody in Torah asked me, why can't all the rabbis get together and decide what's right, what's wrong, and that's it? So I told him, because they're not allowed to. If let's say I have a room of 1,000 rabbis, and I'm their equal, since we don't have a Bez Nagadol, there's no Amada Laminyan, and even if 999 Rabbanim feel X, if I feel Y, it's my obligation to stand up and say, you're wrong, and to do the way I understand. It's only the institution of Bez Nagadol in the Tzura of Smicha with the Shagazis that makes those decisions that's binding on everybody. So we don't have the ability to be achdus. I'm not allowed to go along with the flow if I think they're wrong. On the other hand, Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua, you're the famous Mishnah, that he told Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua, I want you to come under Yom Kippur, that's your Yom Kippur to me, and to with your money and so on. And when he came, Rabbi Gamliel greeted him and said, welcome my disciple and my master. You're my master in wisdom because I think you know better than me, but you're my disciple because you recognize the need to follow the lead of the Sanhedrin. And since I rule like that, and so And this is, so going with what you think is true is a churba Torah. Aval achshav shebeferish nitzavin al kavod al shel chachamim. Once the Torah says you go basarov, ish torah skulanu v'kimeinu gadol ba, v'ein lo zuzus midaitem v'yema. The Torah has a real kiyum. And when we do what they told us, we are doing a mitzvah. So he says, he defines the following point. If we do as Beis Din ruled with a rov, we are doing the right thing. Even if it's the wrong thing. Meaning that Beis Din later realized they made a mistake and they retract. They did that fair. They bring the carb, not me. Because I did right, and the truth is the other way around. If I did not like they told me, then I'm wrong. And even if it turns out that I'm right, I was wrong for doing differently. So by and large, the point in Horius is that they have the problem, not us. So even though we said that this is not Nogia so much Bezman Azeh, because we don't have a Bez not Gadol and so on, we do have a concept in Halacha of Shnei Bati Dinim Bir Achas, Bez Ne'echad Bir Achas. We have a communal structure. And in the communal structure, there is a minhag of the Tzibur. And a person is not allowed to break from the tzibur. It's wrong. We talked about it in the other pieces before. It's a churma Torah. People sometimes feel that they are big tzaddikim when they buck the community and do X, Y, or Z. It might be the right move. If let's say I feel that this community really is doing wrong and they're not, they get it all wrong, then I need to pick myself up and move communities with all the difficulties because it's not my community. But if this is my community, this is, I belong to Gera Hasidim, I belong to Mir Yeshiva, I belong to Chacham Avadia, whatever it is, those are valid communities. They have a somewhat structure of a tzibur and Mahigim and Rabbanim. Listening to what Rabbanim say and not bucking it is a hemshech to this Chivach Ram Lahatis. If not, he says Torah becomes many Torahs, and it's a Churma Torah. Because the Torah just becomes like a Rosh Hash blot. Everyone is an ink blot. Everyone sees what he sees, and it's a million Torahs. Okay, the next one is a chinuch that speaks on Midvar Sheker Tirchak. This the mitzvah Midvar Sheker Tirchak is an extraordinary mitzvah because we never find the Torah always speaks about core definitions of right and wrong. Harchakis are always the Rabbanis. The Torah defined what Shabbos is. Shabbos is not allowed to light a fire. The Chachamim said, well, if you play with matches, you're going to come close to lighting it. You can't play with matches. Muktzah. So Harchakis is always the domain of Chachamim, whereas the Torah itself defines things the way they really are objectively. So he says, Sheirash HaMitzvah Yedua. So here the Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Here the Torah says that not only you shouldn't do sheker, you need to distance yourself from it. Why? The chinuch says, "Shor shemitzi yidua ki asheker nisa v'nelach bein hakol." Falsehood is despised by everyone. Ein davar mozer mem. There's nothing worse than that. V'me'er v'aklolos v'beis kol oyavav. And there's a curse. It is the curse of anyone who engages in a sheker. Why? Mipnei shashem yizbarach kel emes v'chol hasheitei emes. Ve'ein abrocha mitzuya v'chola ela b'mizdama ela b'maseyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's core midas emes. The Gemara says that they found a note signed. It was it emes, and they knew because Chasimosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. It's the core of, and it's interesting. It's in a way, it's all midos can come in gradations. More chesed, less chesed. More mishpat, less mishpat. Emes is the only absolute. There's a saying in Yiddish, a half a truth is an entire falsehood. There's no such thing as partial truth, and something that's not true is not existent. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined as Havaya, which means to exist, then things that are not true are non-existent, and the hefech, the etzem hagdarah kadosh baruch hu. Rosh Hashanah, the first day when we established Malta Kadosh Baruch Hu, we called him Ka'at Emes, or Dvorach Emes. Ve'eina brocha mitzuya v'chalo v'mizdam lo v'maseyem, it's a meeting with Shekel Emes. And the brocha is called only on people that seek to emulate the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the core meat of Emes. Ve'lo yisim merachim, k'mo yishidu yisim merachim, v'zgum chasen yishrav chesed. Avo kol misha maise v'efchum yidas ha-teisav, if people are opposite, ve'heim bali ha-sheker, shem v'hefich v'lo yisim mamish, the Baal HaShekher are the exact opposite. Everything else goes in gradation, like we said. Somebody's a rachum can range from a little bit to a lot to a fantastic amount to an extraordinary amount. Emes is either or. And the opposite of Sabrocha is Klola. Valkain hiziranu, he says, "Sana teira laharchik min hashekah harvi." I want to add this point also. He says that the bracha of midas emes is simcha and shalom and tainug and daig and ktot and tsar is the opposite. When a person, if a person builds a huge mansion, but it's standing on quicksand or on wobbly stones, everything wobbles. And he's never at rest, and he's never happy. If somebody builds on firm ground, every square foot he feels is menucha. The emes is a meter that allows a person menucha nefesh. Yes, this is emes. This is true, and I have what I have, and I know a person that doesn't pretend to be more than he is. So he might have little, but at least what he has. The person who has a huge reputation, but he knows it's built on sort of quicksand, is always worried. There's no menucha nefesh when you're on sheker. And that's why the Torah says to stay away from it. And that's why we need to stay away from any sheker. So the Chinuch interprets that sheker terchuk means even something that's not an outright sheker, but you need to stay away from it because sheker is such is the core value in a sense. Then it's something which requires the utmost in staying away from it. Uba amri midas v'akadosh baruch hu is Allah, ani nimshach v'dava acha divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal sheichsel ber shem midas al tzara mekamdim. Avel hu baruch hu legodah yichud v'tzar atzmon yachas elav midas. Kuvu chokhmas v'chefti yicholti v'etzav achas v'lishum shita v'pirin v'olo. The Chinuch adds here a point just to make what he said before 100% right. I guess Midas Emes is playing into it. The word Midos to us reflects a second layer of our nature. We are inherently good, bad, whatever, and we express it in different modes, and those are the Midos. So Rachum is one Midah, and those Midas are A, distinct from each other, and B, they're a second layer from my etzem mahus. I could be a good-hearted person, but I blow my stack easily because of this or the other thing. So for us, the concept of midah tends to be not quite one with the concept of things themselves, of the atmos. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, we talk about midos because we need that phrase to give us a sense of it. But the emes l'amitoi, that does not exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, him and his midas are one and the same, they're not distinct, and so on. So he's adding this piece, it really has nothing to do with what he said, but he said, once I'm talking about the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me make it clear that the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu is a phrase, it's a metaphor to help us understand, because we work with midas. But Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, is by him, midas and essence is one and the same. They're not this different. All the midas call us, they're the one midas and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.